This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, the New Hampshire debut of a defiantly contemporary portrait of Andrew Jackson as more Chuck Norris than populist president. And Darling Side, a band with New England roots and broad musical inspirations. They're performing in Concord tonight, but you can hear them first right here. We're going to talk to a few members of the band about breaking through at a time when the path to stardom is rockier than ever. But we begin with news that Mitt Romney might not have won the Iowa caucuses after all. Romney's campaign reacted to the certified count diplomatically, acknowledging a virtual tie with Rick Santorum. Such diplomacy, especially when outlining his foreign policy plans, has not been in evidence in the campaign, at least not as reflected by the opinions of some analysts and opera ed writers abroad. Joining us to reveal how Romney is viewed around the world is Ori Friedman. He's an associate editor at Foreign Policy Magazine, where we found the article, What the World Makes of Mitt. Ori, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks, Virginia. It's good to be here.
Surprising first to me that how carefully the press in other countries is actually following not just our elections, but the primaries. A surprise to you?
Yeah, you know, it was surprising. But of course, whoever wins the general election has wide implications for geopolitics. And this is one of the highest drama times in the election cycle until, you know, Obama has his challenger on the Republican side. So I think these early primaries are going to be covered pretty widely around the world. But I wonder how long it'll last, you know, once a Republican nominee becomes clearer.
Yeah. And, so right now, Romney's getting a pretty hard look.
He is getting a hard look. And, you know, it's funny. When I did this look at what the foreign press was saying about Republican candidates once before, and I did it for Herman Cain. And what I found with Herman Cain is that the general consensus, you know, across regions was that he was kind of a flash-in-the-pan pizza man. That he was, you know, I remember Russia Today once saying, having some zinger like, perhaps this pizza man is more equipped to talk pepperoni than policy. And I remember there was also a pretty stinging German language report in Switzerland that was titled 999, no, 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 that referred to, you know, that basically said that his 999 tax plan was an empty slogan. What we're finding with Romney is that people, you know, while some foreign media outlets have found that he, you know, is boring to cover and the usual tropes that you hear about Romney, I think people are coming around to the fact that he is a serious nominee and the likely Republican candidate for the presidency.
So what you did is you scanned through papers, talked to some people, found out that in Eastern Europe, namely, this is where you started, Russia, Romney's been a very vocal critic of the Obama administration's reset policy, as it's been called with Russia, calls Obama's abandonment of allies like Poland and the Czech Republic some of the worst decision-making that has been foreign policy decisions in this presidency. How is this playing in the Russian media?
Well, not surprisingly, there's, you know, been a lot of concern over Romney's statements in the Russian press. One tabloid I looked at noted that Romney was a hawk when it came to Russia, while he was generally considered a moderate on other issues. And they said, you know, Romney doesn't seem to like Russia very much. But there, those comments have been tempered a bit. One is Vestia ran a interview with a U.S. analyst where they basically noted that these attacks on Russia are targeted toward, are really tailored toward domestic consumption, and that doesn't necessarily mean that Romney is really striking out at Putin, but rather may just be trying to attack President Obama. And there were also some surprisingly positive remarks as well that kind of took me aback. One was in the state-run radio service Voice of Russia. They noted that Romney has an IQ of 122, and mm-hmm. Obama has scored 140. And they said that this therefore showed that this might be one of the most intellectual races that we've seen yet in U.S. politics. You don't see much discussion of IQ in the U.S. press, but they apparently found this interesting.
Quite the opposite. Things are a bit different in Western Europe. As we know, Romney's been ramping up his assaults on that part of the world, you know, talking about here in New Hampshire after winning the primary, he accused Obama of wanting to turn America into a European-style society. European-style socialism has been evoked several times. How's this playing out in Europe?
Well, in Germany, for example, I looked at a Der Spiegel article that said, you know, this is kind of kicking Europe when it's down. You know, we're becoming a scapegoat. I think they used the line, the debt crisis has made the European Union look like a club of losers, and therefore it's become an easy target for Republican candidates. But they kind of shot back at Romney. They said, one, they framed it as a cultural confrontation in addition to an economic one, that this is pitting a Christian America against a secular Europe. But they also said that it's kind of absurd to make the statements that Romney has made about European socialism. One, because, listen, the U.S. economy isn't doing so well itself. And also because they argued that the rags-to-riches American dream isn't what it used to be. Yeah. And they didn't only direct that anger at Romney, but also they said President Obama himself has resorted to some Europe bashing in basically putting pressure on the Europeans to resolve the debt crisis.
Oh, let's look at another topic that's often kicked around by American politicians, France. Here's a clip of an attack ad that Newt Gingrich is running against Romney, in which he points out one of skill of Romney that is ostensibly makes him unelectable. Let's hear it.
Massachusetts moderate Mitt Romney. He'll say anything to win. Anything. And just like John Kerry.
Laissez les bons temps rouler.
He speaks French, too.
Bonjour. Je m'appelle Mitt Romney.
But he's still a Massachusetts moderate, and a Massachusetts moderate cannot beat Barack Obama.
So clearly, Romney, like John Kerry, speaks French, must be just like him.
Yes, the French press had a field day with that one. you know, you saw headlines like when speaking French is a defect and Romney's worst fault, he speaks French. There was a lot of indignation. People referenced the fact that in 2004, John Kerry was attacked for looking French and speaking French. And that, you know, in 2004, it was around the time when France had opposed the Iraq War. So there was that kind of latent anger in America as well. But there has been anger toward the French-speaking comments and toward Romney's attack on European socialism and the French press as well. You know, France's Le Figaro newspaper compared Romney's blandness to the socialist presidential candidate François Hollande's, which I'm sure Romney would not appreciate. But they've also kind of, similar to the German press, they've said that, you know, France and old Europe have become a kind of punching bag in the Republican primary. And they, you know, the article I looked at speculated whether Romney was a Mormon missionary in France in the late 1960s. Mm-hmm. And they wondered whether he had, you know, developed an antagonism toward France and Europe when he was getting doors slammed in his face as he tried to convert people. And they also point out that there's some hypocrisy going on here, that the global financial crisis began because of Wall Street deregulation and because of the collapse of the U.S. housing market. And so they say, you know, is the U.S. really one to talk and criticize Europe's model?
Well, Ori, last question to you. China has been the focus of much of the conversation during GOP debates, or let's say a fraction. You write that Romney's campaign promises regarding China haven't endeared him to the press there. What's he pledged and what's the reaction?
So he said he's actually said one of his first orders of business on his first day in office will be to issue an executive order designating China as a currency manipulator. And this hard line on China has not played well in the Chinese press. You know, China Daily ran a headline, the GOP bashes China as vote nears. And again, there's this feeling of being a scapegoat and that the actually presidential candidates in general in the United States use China and China bashing as a way to distract the American public from domestic problems at home. And Xinhua, actually, the state-run news agency, also ran an article noting that this could be 2012 could be a bumpy year for U.S.-China relations, and singled out Romney in particular as, you know, drumming up the China threat in the economic, military, and cultural spheres.
Ouch. Well, thanks so much for joining us and pointing that out.
No problem. Glad to be here.
There's much more to be read at Ori's article, What the World Makes of Mitt. We have a link to it at wordofmouthradio.org. Ori Friedman is associate editor at Foreign Policy Magazine. Now, we've also posted that full video of the Newt Gingrich ad in which Romney speaking French is used to illustrate his unelectability.